This is CliffCentral.com.
An antidote to madness. The social media world is fast, complex, and unforgiving. Many brands have found themselves targeted, maligned, and sometimes unwittingly embroiled in controversies which seem at the time damaging and unfair, and which can have dire consequences. Every time you refresh your feed, someone somewhere is outraged or offended by something someone else has said or done. It's so banal and boring now that we should know to ignore it, but for brand and reputation managers, as they call themselves, it's become their full-time job to try and spin the narrative to their advantage. In the heat of an online controversy, few have. The only really effective strategy is to completely ignore the noise and mitigate the fallout where possible, but mostly, you just have to wait it out. Like any mob, the social media mob eventually gets bored and moves on. Engaging with a mob is the same as encouraging it. A few nobodies, high on the attention that they get for stoking an outrage fire, need to have that fire fueled by even more attention. If you don't give it to them, the fire goes out. One way you can mitigate the damage and take the conversation in a positive direction is by digging deeper, by explaining, debating, and exploring a controversy in a podcast. But you have to do it with thinking, reasonable people. For a brand, this offers an immediate way to separate those who are actually interested in a conversation from those who are just looking for attention. In a podcast, there's room for tone, deliberation, nuance, and subtlety, things that social media just cannot offer. It's no surprise that people like Roseanne Barr, in her latest lunatic outbursts on Twitter, decided to take her side of the story to the Joe Rogan Experience, which is one of the world's biggest podcasts. It has a global audience of over 16 million downloads a month, rather than take her story to Fox, CNN, or MSNBC. As it happened, Roseanne didn't end up talking to anybody. It's probably just as well. But the fact remains, podcasts are one of the best places to have a civil conversation about anything. Since we humans are predisposed to storytelling above all forms of communication, and I've written about this before on cliffcentral.com, a podcast is the best place to tell your story, whether you're the perceived aggrieved or aggressor in that story. There are no time limits, no sound bites, no editorial spins available to the slippery people who make a living out of lying to gullible media. Increasingly, a podcast is one of the few places that fall outside of the spin zone. In short, podcasting is the antidote to social media madness and should be a strategic imperative for everyone with a reputation worth protecting.
This is CliffCentral.com.